What I would like to see is some type of fail-safe mechanism whereby the Agency for Healthcare Administration can still have some bargaining power with the HMOs. Because what's going to happen is that as we move 100% of the members into HMOs, we then don't have any ability to bargain with the HMOs because they have all the control. We know in our culture that HMOs have not saved the world. We have continued to see escalating premium levels. It's not the evolution that this country needs that's going to fix the problem.
More than 3 million Floridians are enrolled in Medicaid. These are low-income seniors, families, pregnant women, children, and disabled people. Florida's Medicaid population is the country's fourth largest. The legislature voted to privatize Medicaid during session this year with the support of the governor to save the state money. Critics say health insurance companies are only interested in profits and that this would greatly compromise health care under Medicaid. But Diane Smeltzer, vice president of healthcare management services at Amerigroup, said insurance companies don't exist solely for the bottom line. She gave an example of one patient whose life was completely changed by a good caseworker.
So here we have a woman who's in her late 30s who said to my case manager, "I really am ready to give up. I just want to die. There isn't anything you can do for me." So with a lot of persistence, this case manager established a relationship, was able to get the member to agree to allow her to come to her home a couple of times a month. And they started to look at and work on the medical problems that this member has. The member is legally blind due to some complications with her diabetes that she was not managing. She had hypertension. She was in renal failure and had to go to dialysis a couple of times a week.
Smeltzer said the woman wouldn't go to these appointments, but then the caseworker got involved.
So over the course of the next 6 to 8 months, our case manager got her established with a primary care physician and the appropriate specialist that she needed to see. She also went to those visits with the member, and we do this routinely with our field case managers.
Five Florida counties currently have pilot programs that have already privatized Medicaid, though critics say those programs are failures. Since Medicaid is in part a federal program, ACA must get permission from the feds before it can implement statewide privatization. Austin Curry is an advocate for seniors. He said allowing for-profit companies to manage health care for the poor goes against Medicaid's underlying principles.
What we've got is an unworkable system. I mean, the people at poverty level cannot afford a $100 emergency room visit. They cannot afford a $10 copay. They cannot afford $10 a month. Some of these are grandparents caring for their children's children. They have a hard time finishing the month to put food on the table. And here you're trying to get money out of them for care. This goes against the basic tenet and philosophy of our whole Medicaid program as designed by Washington.